Let us quiet the thoughts of our minds and join our hearts together in opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, this evening we come before your holy word with thankful hearts. We thank you for all of the blessings that we have received from thy hand, those blessings that have been so abundant here at this festive service occasion, when we have been able to renew those friendships through those bonds of living faith that you have gifted unto each one of us, your children. Dear Father, we ask that you would continue to allow your word to sound forth throughout this world, that your loving call would be heard by those who are lost and those who are in a fearful place in the burden of unbelief and sin. Dear Father, hear the prayers on behalf of the mothers and fathers for their prodigal sons and daughters. Hear the prayers of your children on behalf of those who are sick and those who are in times of trial and times of difficulties and even fear. Dear Heavenly Father, wherever your child is, who is in the hearing of your word, comfort them. Give them a little strength for the day that you have given. Help them also to know the joy of a believing child, of your child, one who is dear to you and known to you by our name. Dear Father, when we gather together this evening to visit about the gift of music in the life of your congregation and in the life of each one of us, your children, we humbly ask that you would give words, that the topic could be presented, and that the ears of the listeners would be open to hear, and that hearts would be strengthened in their begun faith. Dear Father, all of this we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, amen. Before we hear the introduction that has been prepared by our brother, wish to bring greetings to each one of you service guests and to those of you who are listening online there in your homes, in your believing homes, gathered around the hearing of God's word. Want to bring greetings from the LLC board meeting that took place yesterday and from the LLC annual meeting that takes place annually and took place today, where you sent your delegates to visit about the work that is being done and the plans for the coming year, and to address the questions that may come up at the annual meeting that the children of God wish to visit around. Today at the meeting and at our board meeting yesterday, we were able to hear so clearly how God's children are living a special time when God has united our hearts together, where he has given many volunteers and many workers, when he has blessed financially, given hearts to give, that the work of God's kingdom can go forth. And it goes forth in such a way that we can freely speak what is on our hearts and on our minds, not having to be right, but being a believer. And when we each share our thoughts, we notice how it joins with the thoughts of the others, and we are able to be strengthened in our walk of faith and even in the duties that we have been asked to do. There's much support for the work in the day that we are living, and we want to remind the listener that the work is done by believers. And when you have opportunity to give of your time, that you would pray for a giving heart and mind and volunteer and do that work that is necessary in serving one another. Also, the communications we desire from the LLC and we desire from the congregations to communicate to our central organization in such a way that the work can be done together and not done in a vacuum. So it's good that we would read those communications, that we would consider the work that is before us, and that even in our congregations, when there are matters to visit around the work, whether it's of the facilities, whether it's the global mission work, whether it's the publications work, or whatever the work might be, that we would pray for an interested mind and heart, that that work could be done together with each one of us. We've also experienced again how God has so closely joined us together with our brothers and sisters there in Finland and also in Sweden and Norway. Our three organizations had mutual work meetings this summer. Earlier in the summer, or we can say late spring, we met in Stockholm, Sweden, and there the believers from Norway and Sweden and Finland and North America, both U.S. and Canada, were able to gather together to visit about the work that we do together. And there we found oneness of faith and understanding, and we found again how God continues to guide our thoughts and our mutual work through the Holy Spirit, which unites the believers. We've also heard how in global mission work, it's incomprehensible how the services of God's children electronically are being broadcast maybe 7 to 9 times per week in a faraway land of Pakistan, or every Sunday in the congregations throughout the continent of Africa, or in Ecuador, or in many other corners of the earth. And through the global mission page, thekingdomofpeace.net, there are many who are able to make contact with believers. And when they hear the word, it's amazing how today there are many who believe. How do we know that they believe? When they have believed their sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus, they go and offer that same gospel message to their loved ones in their own countries. May God give hearts here in our continent that we would continue to support that work in prayer and in time and financially. At our annual meeting today, we heard many speeches of God's children there, of those delegates that you congregations sent to our annual meeting. And in today's annual meeting, we also had a delegate who kept speeches that did not join with the hearts of those of us present there. And it was so beautiful to hear from so many different voices the loving call of rebuke, the loving call of God's kingdom unto repentance, and the loving call of the Holy Spirit that unites the believers, and the Word of God that was offered there from one vessel to the other. And in that meeting, each one of us personally was able to hear again that we can personally believe all of our sins are forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. Isn't that the message that we long to hear as children of God again and again and again. And in believing this way, we pray for one another. We pray for those who have gone astray, and we pray that God's will be done. So with these thoughts of unity, these thoughts of joy, these thoughts of enthusiasm for the future, and thanksgiving for the day that God has given us, I wish to greet each one of you, and may God also continue to bless this service event and open unto us the gift of music.